Welcome to Afterglow. If Elvis Presley was the king of rock and roll, Johnny Mathis is the king of popular romantic music. Since his debut in the mid-1950s, he's sold hundreds of millions of records around the world. Although soft, romantic ballads are his forte, along the way Mathis has recorded a wide variety of songs. For the next hour, I'll be talking with Johnny Mathis about his recent CD, Let It Be Me, Mathis in Nashville, and some of his classic recordings, and playing them as well. I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me for Johnny Mathis, Now and Then, coming up next on Afterglow.
Stairway to the sky. to climb to heaven, to climb to heaven, to climb.
Johnny Mathis performing a Nelson Riddle arrangement of Stairway to the Stars in 1961 from the music of Johnny Mathis, A Personal Collection. Chances are you've heard Johnny Mathis. Since the mid-1950s, the singer has been a prominent voice on many people's personal romantic soundtracks. Born in Texas in 1935, one of seven children, Mathis grew up in San Francisco in a musical home. He sang in choirs, took voice lessons, and absorbed the San Francisco jazz scene. At the same time, he was a track and field star, and in 1954 he went to San Francisco State University on a scholarship, intending to eventually become a physical education teacher. He was actually invited to try out for the 1956 Olympics, but fate had intervened, and he didn't end up going. Mathis had signed with Columbia Records in 1955 after jazz producer George Avakian heard him singing at a San Francisco club and sent a telegram to the label simply stating, "Have found phenomenal 19-year-old boy who could go all the way. Send blank contracts." Mathis did eventually go all the way, recording more than 100 albums that have sold several hundred million copies around the world. Along the way, he's sung just about every variety of music, and he's kept up his athleticism by golfing every day. His latest CD, Let It Be Me, Mathis in Nashville, takes him on a tour of popular country songs from the past few decades. He says it actually wasn't much of a stretch for him to do this kind of material.
San Francisco is a melting pot of music, especially when I was growing up, because there were a lot of clubs, jazz clubs, honky-tonks, all sorts of music to listen to. But my dad was my first teacher. He was not as such a teacher, but he was there in the house all the time, of course, and he played and he sang music that he loved, and he was born and raised in Texas, and so the music, most of it, had the, quote, country flavor, and of course his tastes were my tastes. And I heard that music from the time I was a little boy. And over the years, of course, I recorded what you could consider some country songs, but never done it in a package of this nature. But it all, you know, it all came flooding back to me when I went to Nashville and sat down with these extraordinary guitar players and fiddlers and singers.
You give your hand to me, then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, then you say goodbye, watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
Johnny Mathis from his new CD, Let It Be Me, Mathis in Nashville, performing You Don't Know Me, a song recorded by Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, Bob Dylan, and Eddie Arnold. The very first version done in 1955 by a young singer named Jerry Vail, working with a producer who would shortly thereafter exert a profound influence on Johnny Mathis's career, Mitch Miller. Mathis says his longtime producer and friend Jay Landers helped him choose much of the material for this new country-themed CD, but there was one song that Mathis himself pushed for because of its cinematic evocation.
I think the one I was most adamant about isn't really country at all. I think it's more of a folk song, is Shenandoah.
What draws you so much to Shenandoah?
Movies. I'm crazy for movies. I love movies, and I loved listening to the soundtrack of movies. I think that's one of the things that Henry Mancini kind of, after working with him for so many years, I said, well, let me listen to some of this music that's being written for films. And over the years, I have a library of a lot of music written for motion pictures, and of course Shenandoah as a musical piece has been utilized in a lot of movies, mostly movies that are about big, wide open spaces.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you away. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri. far I wander. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri.
Johnny Mathis performing Shenandoah from his CD Let It Be Me, Mathis in Nashville. Another song on the CD might not strike many listeners at first as one with country roots, but Eddie Arnold and Willie Nelson are among the artists who have recorded it over the years. Johnny Mathis on What a Wonderful World and his early encounter with the jazz giant Louis Armstrong.
When I decided to include it, my mind raced back to the time when I was 13 years old and Louis Armstrong was performing in San Francisco, and somehow, some way, he had heard me sing, or someone had suggested to him that maybe this little kid might be interesting if you took him on the road with you for a couple of weeks and let him sing, and it might have been a kind of a cute gimmick of some sort. But anyway, it was... I did get that close to actually performing with Louis Armstrong. And then over the years, of course, on several occasions, I got a chance to meet him because we were playing the same venues. But yeah, to sing the same song as Satchmo. And when you revisit the music that he's done over the years, he to me was the greatest exponent of good, solid music that I've ever heard.
So why didn't the tour work out when you were 13? Why did that not end up happening?
My dad, are you kidding? My dad wouldn't let his kid go on the road with a bunch of musicians, you know. Dad was enough of a parent to not let that happen. And of course he was right. He was waiting for an opportunity, which eventually of course came along in the form of a recording contract, so that I could record some music, and you know, if things went well, then I could continue.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies crying, watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
Mathis singing What a Wonderful World from his CD Let It Be Me, Mathis in Nashville. His father may not have let him tour with Louis Armstrong, but Mathis cites his dad as a driving force in his life and in his music.
He was not only my dad, but he was my biggest hero. He was an extraordinary man. He was my best buddy. He's like, you know, he's like a one of these movies where the little kid... you know, the dad takes the little kid under his wings and everything goes right. That's the way it was with my dad. He never gave me a bum steer. He was kind. He was patient. And he was my best buddy. And I sang. The reason I sang was for him.
One of Mathis's signature recordings has a direct tie to his father as well.
Well, What'll I Do was the first song that I heard my dad sing. And it became my anthem. And of course, the first thing I wanted to do was record it, and I did record it on about the third or fourth album that I recorded. And I must say that I don't know what happened, but to me, it's right up there as far as being my favorite song that I've ever recorded.
Gone is the romance that was so divine. It's broken and cannot be mended. You must go your way and I must go mine. But now that our love dreams have ended, what'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with joy? When I'm alone with only dreams.
of you that won't come true. What'll I do? I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true. What'll I do?
Johnny Mathis performing What'll I Do from his 1957 album Warm. I'll have more of the music of Johnny Mathis and my conversation with him in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Some like a night at the movies, some like a dance or a show. Some are content with an evening spent at home by the radio. Some like to live for the moment. Some like to just reminisce. But whenever I have an evening to spend,
I'm playing the music of Johnny Mathis on this edition of Afterglow, as well as some excerpts from an interview I did with him. Growing up in San Francisco in the late 1940s and early 50s, Mathis was able to check out many of the jazz stars who came through town and who performed at clubs like the Black Hawk, run by Helen Noga, the woman who had helped raise his star in the mid-1950s. The piano player on the demo tape that Mathis sent to Columbia in preparation for his first album was a young, at that time little-known San Francisco jazz musician named Vince Guaraldi. Mathis recalls the influence of another jazz pianist and the song he performed that eventually became a key part of the singer's repertoire.
Misty, of course, is another throwback to the time I was 13 years old and I first heard Earl Garner play Misty in this jazz club called the Black Hawk that my business manager, Helen Noga, ran. And he was so kind to me and so considerate. I used to go and listen to him on Sunday when they were rehearsing, and there was no alcohol served in the club. And I got to have a conversation with him. If you can imagine what a 13-year-old kid sounds like talking to one of the great, great artists of all times, Earl Garner. But anyway, he played the song night after night and so often, and he played it in so many different ways as only Earl Garner could, but there were no lyrics to it. And so it wasn't until I heard Quincy Jones and Sarah Vaughan record it in an album called Vaughan with Violins, and that was one of my favorite listening albums, and I couldn't wait to record it. And then we got in the studio, and it was going beautifully, but I think Mitch Miller or someone had another song that they thought would be more appropriate, or probably a song that they had interest in. That happened occasionally when the powers to be would give me music that they wanted me to record, because they either owned the publishing rights or some other bizarre thing. But on this instance, I put my foot down and mostly because I think Earl's manager was in the studio because she knew that I was going to record it, and she came to listen, and I was not going to embarrass her by not singing it.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. My hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
Johnny Mathis performing Misty from his 1959 album Heavenly. Johnny Mathis speaks glowingly of the many jazz performers who influenced him, and he himself originally began his career as a jazz singer. But after his first album failed to sell well, legendary Columbia producer Mitch Miller took a significant role in redirecting his musical path.
Mitch was very important in my life. I was signed to Columbia Records by George Avakian, who was a dear, dear friend. I still talk and I'm close to George. He signed me to my contract at Columbia, and of course he was in charge of jazz music. I was going to become the next jazz singer, but I didn't. But I'm eternally grateful for George, for his friendship, and for his, you know, for signing me and starting me off in my career. But in the same office building where George was housed was Mitch Miller, who was in charge of popular music for Columbia Records. He had recorded all the icons who became the foundation of the popular music era at the time, Rosemary Clooney and Victor Moon and Tony Bennett and all these extraordinary people that Mitch had worked with. And he gave me a few songs to learn and went into the studio with me and stood by me as I recorded and even patted me on the back while I was singing to try to get me to keep the time. And he was great for me. He gave me some focus and some direction that has stood me in good stead all these years.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare.
Mathis from a 1956 Mitch Miller produced session doing Wonderful, Wonderful with the arrangement and conducting done by Ray Conniff. Though Johnny Mathis did not become a jazz singer, he certainly sang a great deal of what's come to be known as the Great American Songbook. He recalls an afternoon spent with one of that songbook's foremost composers.
I met a man who was a friend and who actually worked for Cole Porter. In what capacity, I don't know, but it was a very easy type of relationship that he had, so much so that he felt comfortable introducing me to Cole Porter, because over the years I had recorded a lot of his music. And we had lunch, and Cole at the time had lost both his legs to from this horrible accident that he had in the middle of his life. I think a horse fell on him and he lost one of his legs, and then eventually he lost both his legs. But he would have afternoon lunches with maybe two people who he, you know, thought might be interesting. And on this occasion, they played all the songs. Someone had compiled all the songs that I recorded of Cole Porter's, put it together, and played it while we had lunch. And it was the most wonderful experience, kind of a little I was so excited that I wasn't concerned about my performance of his songs, but I did remember that that the song that I was most proud of was All Through the Night.
So you weren't nervous at all that he was sitting there listening to all these interpretations you'd done of his music?
Well, the champagne that they served helped to ease my nerves quite a bit, I think, by the time. Yes, I was petrified of meeting him, but they did serve champagne, and I drank a lot of it because I was so nervous. And he was so kind. He would say, "Oh, I'm so glad that you did this way. Oh, wonderful. Why did you decide to sing it this way?" And of course, I had no idea why I sang it the way I did.
The day is my enemy, the night my friend, for I'm always so alone till the day draws to an end. But when the sun goes down and the moon comes through to the monotone of the evening's drone, I'm all alone with you. All through the night
is singing Cole Porter's All Through the Night, recorded in 1957 for the album Wonderful, Wonderful. One of the more haunting songs in Johnny Mathis' vast repertoire of recordings is one that seems to capture the atmosphere of his early life, but it was written by a man named Michael Moore, who had no knowledge of Mathis' early upbringing. Johnny Mathis on Yellow Roses on Her Gown.
I thought that someone had written it for me about my life. It was that sort of... the whole ambience of the song was exactly my feelings and the way I grew up in the San Francisco area. It was amazing. So I eventually met the man who wrote the song because I recorded it and I've sung it. Mostly I sing it with my concerts that I do with symphony orchestras, because it seems to fit that situation so beautifully. And I've sung it on so many occasions, so many years. And it just seemed to be sort of what my life story could be. And then I did get a chance to meet him, and he had no idea about, you know, me or my life story. So it was kind of refreshing to hear that. But he, I think he said to me that that's the only song he ever wrote.
I was born in San Francisco when the bay was full of cruisers, where the west wind smells of fishing boats for 50 miles around. My father wore a crew cut. He was lean and he was handsome. And my mother wore a sash of yellow roses on her gown. They would walk me down from Green Street, past cathedrals on the hillsides, and the carillons could fill the hearts of anyone in town. I remember how they looked then, when their eyes were always living. When my father loved a girl with yellow roses on her gown. Then we moved to Placer County, where the weather was a joker, and I watched my parents' laughter turn from amber into eyes. But my father never stumbled. He would tell me things would change soon. He would bear and bear the insults of a pair of loaded dice. And my mother stood beside him, though her heart was on the hillside of a city where a soldier and his lover better die. And at night amid the whisper of the pines and manzanita, she would cry into a sash of yellow roses on a ground. Now my father's living eastward by the Sacramento River, and he swears to me he's happy, his practice and some land. In the springtime and the summer, when the fog is off the valley, I visit him on weekends. His grass is overgrown. Sometimes after dinner, I will gaze away the evening in the attic at a sash of yellow roses on the gown.
Johnny Mathis singing Yellow Roses on Her Gown from his 1976 album Theme from Mahogany. Mathis has made hundreds of recordings over the years. I asked him if there was one he was particularly proud of that he thinks has been overlooked.
I sang some religious music in an album called Good Night, Dear Lord. I included songs that that I loved, songs like I Heard a Forest Praying, songs that I had learned as a student studying voice, the Vagino Ave Maria, the Schubert Ave Maria, a couple of spirituals, Swing Low Sweet Chariot, and then I recorded some Yiddish songs, Where Can I Go, Eli Eli, and I did a very religious song called the Kol Nidre, which is a very sacred song, usually done at holiday ceremonies.
Kol Nidre.
Johnny Mathis performing Kol Nidre from his 1958 album Good Night, Dear Lord, and recently reissued on the CD Black Sabbath, The Secret History of Black Jewish Musical Relations. I'll close out Afterglow with one of Johnny Mathis's first and biggest hits, perhaps the song that people most associate with him, Chances Are, and some advice from him to young singers and to people in general.
The thing that I try to tell most people, I know it sounds kind of simplistic, but do what pleases you. Do what you like. Do something that you're going to enjoy. And that way, you'll probably influence people a little bit more because your countenance will be one of encompassing others.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine.
the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good.
Johnny Mathis performing Chances Are from the music of Johnny Mathis, a personal collection. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to Johnny Mathis. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.